Hello, and thanks again for your call to Daily Inspiration today. Brother Jeff Chapman here, sharing from the Word of God. We were looking at yesterday how God made Jesus to be sin. And we were looking in conclusion at why does God have to get so angry over a few little sins? But we looked at the reality that sin is not little. It is big. You know, it is our attitude that sin is little or of no significance that makes us blameworthy and damnable in God's sight. If God did not intervene, sin would still end in death. You have seen sin strangle love, shatter the family, stab friends in the back, mock things that really matter, turn its back on compassion, lie to your conscience, and knowingly do the very things that bring regret in the morning. But God has promised to put an end to sin. He has condemned sin and everything associated with it, including the earth that we're living on today. Sin eternally separates one from God. And as long as you're engaged in sin, the scripture teaches you're the enemy of God and you're destined for hell. And hell is a real place. And so shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Matthew 13:49-50. You see, God did not create hell to satisfy his anger, but to satisfy his holiness. In a sense, hell is Earth's junkyard. It's the hazardous waste dump of the universe. It is the black hole that finally sucks in all that is rebellious, unkind, proud, lustful, and destructive. Even in the eternal torment of the lake of fire, sinners will not repent. Their hatred for God and all that is righteous is going to grow. May God help us. You know, you can repent now before your heart gets any harder. But I just want to talk to you now about the way. God made a way. Knowing the awful damnation we should suffer, God devised a method to save us. Compelled by his love, Jesus Christ stepped out of eternity and into time and space. He reduced himself to human flesh and entered the world by the womb of a virgin named Mary. 33 years later, before leaving this planet, he dressed himself in our sins and became a sacrifice to God by bleeding to death on a Roman cross. And I want you to know that cross was a slaughter. Christ was first given 39 lashes from what they call the cat of nine tails. It's a whip with 9 leather straps, each bearing a cutting instrument at the end, providing potential of about 351 lacerations. He was blindfolded and beaten beyond recognition. They pulled out his beard and placed a crown of thorns on his head. With mocking hostility, the religious in the crowd spit into the blood that streamed down his face. And as he stood in silence, the greatest pain was not the thorns scratching his skull or the flesh dangling from his back. It was the shame of our sin. He took your place. The Bible teaches this truth that Jesus took our place. All sins of all persons, past and future, were laid on Christ. He bore them so intimately, the Bible says he became sin. He despised the shame. But for our salvation, he endured the cross. Imagine the most pure and holy taking the place of the most impure and unholy. He, God, hath made him, Jesus, to be sin for us 2 Corinthians 5:21, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, 1 Peter 2:24. The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all, Isaiah 53:6. Thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, Isaiah 53:10. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, 1 Peter 3:18. Christ Jesus' arms were nailed wide open to receive all who will come to God for forgiveness. God made him to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him, 2 Corinthians 5:21. I mean, just picture Jesus on the cross, and I'm gazing upon it, and he took my sin. God made him sin, and he took my sin. And then at the same time, I receive his righteousness, the righteousness of God. I'm reclothed in his mercy and in his cleanliness. He took your place as a sinful man so you can take his place as a sinless son of God. He died for you so that you can live with him. He did not do the sin that took him to hell. You cannot do righteousness that takes you to heaven. At one moment in time, Jesus Christ received your sin and became sin. At this very moment, you can receive all his righteousness and become righteous. Just as by faith Jesus was made to be sin, by faith you can be made righteous. The righteousness you receive is not gained by anything you do. It is the gift of what God has done for you. Do you believe this good news, my friend? He did it all for you, rotten, filthy you, rotten, filthy me. If you desire God and you believe with all your heart, your sins are all forgiven. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. It's not religion. It is the person Jesus. Trust him, love him, follow him. As you believe this good news, your sins are forgiven and God will change your life. Oh, find a place to get alone and thank God for being your Savior. And if you want to know more about Jesus, you just read the Bible. The book of John's a great place to start. The good old King James Bible still is the best thing out there. Feel free to contact me if you need help or leave a message on the voicemail. But God made Jesus to be sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. Well, if you're a believer today, this will make you shout. If you're not sure, hopefully this will make you seek God. It's not what we do, it's what he did. And then from that, it's going to spring out a life of obedience to God. Hey, this is Brother Jeff again, thanking you for your call. If you'd like to call me on my cell phone, my phone number is 423-618-9491, or leave us a voicemail here at the Fountain of Life at 099. We'll access the voicemail. And may God's grace be rich to you today. Thank you.